how they really load those things up.
Good, grace that I made deep.
I remember I was at a stoplight one day and one of those trucks was sitting there waiting for the light to change. And that thing was so loaded when he took off, the cab came off the ground. I think he was overloaded.
Most all of them is overloaded. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, when they were hauling them logs, they put them under a log cart and pull them with oxen. They didn't care but about 2 and 3 of those logs on that cart, all they could get on there and carry them to a mill. Of course, they didn't haul them very far, maybe a half a mile or a quarter or something like that.
Yes, sir. They don't weigh trucks in Alabama, do they?
Yeah, supposed to. They catch one once in a while. They weigh them all, they'd catch them all, I think, most of them. They keep our roads tore up all the time. Little roads they call farm market got that thin layer of black top on them, but they're tearing things all to pieces.
Is that farm to market road you're talking about, is that kind of like a country road?
Yeah, that's what it'd be. It's just a country road and it black topped them.
Does Conecuh County have a pretty good road system?
Yeah, they got fairly good, about an average, I reckon, something like that. Got a lot of them that's dirt road, yeah. Dirt road. And there's a good many of them blacktopped.
You know, in some places around town in Troy, I don't think there are anymore, but there used to be, you could see just the brick part of the street.
Yeah,
that's what
it was
made of.
Yeah.
See anything like that in Evergreen?
No, uh-uh. Used to be dirt streets until they blacktopped them. Mm-hmm. I seen those brick streets up in Montgomery. It used to be all over the place up there, and I imagine there's some still up there. I don't know if it is.
It might be.
This was up not too many years ago. I was up there and still seen some of them old brick streets there.
Have you been to Montgomery recently?
No, I haven't been up there in a couple of years, I guess. Used to be up there in the streetcars, go right down in the middle of the street.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You ride on one?
No, huh?
Is there we were talking about different trees that grow around here. Have you ever seen a bush that grows around here with these bright red berries on it? And people tell me that old timers used to use it for tanning leather. Anything like that you heard about?
Let's see. There's a pokeberry that has red berries on it. And then they call them shoemakes. They have.
That's it.
Shoemakes.
Right.
They have red berries on them. My berries, I think they're red. Yeah, there's some of them around here.
Is that good for anything?
Nothing don't make a mess around your fence.
That's about all.
Grew up in a wire fence. I killed a bunch of them down here. Oh, there's that large. And grew up there, tall things, through the fence. And so I got me some poison and poisoned them dudes. Got rid of them.
Those berries aren't good to eat or anything?
No. Uh-uh. Wouldn't think so.
Are there any berries growing around in Conecuh County that you can eat?
Oh yeah, there's blackberries, huckleberries, blueberries, bullaces, scuppernons, grapes.
What are bullaces?
They're things growed on a vine, but like they get larger than the end of your thumb, and they turn black when they get ripe. Dark blue or black, you might say they're black.
Yeah.